Sivan Reshmem Zion Sifhei. If the guy is going on his own to a different place, and you're not, he's not traveling for you, so because he's not doing anything for you, so they chazal did not ask her. So this interesting question in the world of Marasagan, you know, why aren't we worried about? Yes, that's true, but in people's perception, people will say he's doing it for the Jew, etc., etc., etc. So, Teretz says over here, Betzim, there's a whisper because Betzim, he's undertaking an action. The problem is, if he'll get there and the fellow's not in the right place, he's going to start looking for him. But if the case is he's just going on his own anyway, so he never undertook that second step. So the whole problem is because of that second step, that when he gets there, he's going to start looking for where the fellow is. He didn't offer that. He offered, I'm going there, no, I'll drop it off.
So they're very, it looks like they're very humanitarian to use the postal service nowadays. I mean,
yeah.
Multiple.
Right.
They're not going to look for the guy, they're doing it anyway.
And the main heter is because they're kavua. They're kavua b'masa. Okay, simon yud sifkat yud zayim. Harlech me'atzmai. But if you know that that's not true, I mean, that he is intending to go a little bit out of his way, so you're back to square one. You need the heterim, etc., all the heterim. See, I'm not going to start over again because she came in late. So this is his mutter, even though there was no tzitzis skar, he gave it to Bistam. The also and there's no beidayer over there, which is kavua. It wasn't katzatz. So now normally that's a problem. That's over there. The chashin and shemer lo yimseana bebeis abielok achur beShabbos, because we're chashin that he will the delivery person, the goy, will not find the recipient at home or the beidayer individual at home. He'll have to go look for where either the Beidayer fellow is or where the recipient is, and he's going to start looking. So he's going to end up slapping it around on Shabbos, which will be problematic. But I feel a hokhi shirin in the camp over here, it's mutter. Kiman shein ho yehudi, ein ho yehudi, ein ho ein ho yehudi, harlok b'shichusay. Hashem yatsu harlok, he's not going as a shichus for the Yisrael, really, he's going on his own. Therefore, if he doesn't find the individual, he's not going to go and search for him anymore. But you still need the condition that he's going to arrive there before Shabbos. If you can't get there before Shabbos, there's not enough time to get from where he's leaving from to where he's carrying the letter to before Shabbos, it's also after Ali Chosay Bishil Atzmahu. But why he's not going for the Jew? So the traveling is not for the Jew. But that which he's carrying the letter is for the Jew. So the malacha of Hitzor, which is being done, is for the Jew. Even he's going on his own to give it to him on Shabbos already, that's definitely usur. I feel a kotzer lo scharim ibayyom. Whereas even if he arranged with him before Shabbos what he's going to pay him, okay. Also litan igeres halapot to b'Shabbos. You can't put a letter into the, give it over to the post on Shabbos. Me'er Shabbos mutter, but to give it to the post before Shabbos is mutter. Now, the post, how be tomed katzatz, it always considered katzatz because they have a set price. Even if you have they have the CMZ, but the fellow over there will pay, but there's a set price, it's a katzatz. So he's definitely doing all das to get his money, and that's mutter. Now, this is also to put all post b'Shabbos, I feel the mokum sheish erev. So, because they're going to take it, and then start traveling with it on Shabbos, and that looks like you told them to do it on Shabbos. You can't ask a goy to do it for you. So you're having a goy giving it to the goy. Well, how many tzitz on Shabbos? Tzitz doesn't work for Shabbos. But to give it to a goy, to give it to the post, Malkim Hesed Gadol, we mentioned this yesterday. It's mutter. Rabbi Shimon Shus Malkim Seder. The mutter. So it's a shus to shus, and therefore it's mutter. B'shalom Malkim Hesed Yesh Lahakra Filah Rabbi Shabbos Shalitzin Len Yudi Yageres Shuyiten Oisal Post B'Shabbos Filah B'Kotza Tzurim Yachin Malakto Yalas Shabbos. If you give it to the goy before Shabbos to put it into the post on Shabbos, so why do you tell him to do it on Shabbos? So even though you were katzas, you gave it before Shabbos, but since what you told him to do was give it on Shabbos, so that's not going to be mutter unless you have the heter of hefsid. So the fact that you added the element of giving it to the goy before Shabbos doesn't create any more heter in this situation. The only heter is mokum hefsid.
It sounds like you can't leave a letter in your mailbox there on Shabbos. It should be picked up on Shabbos.
there is a Shrius Kabbalah Hilchasa. It seems to say if you put into the post box, into the mailbox,
like your personal mailbox, right?
No, they're not. You know, the mailbox in the corner,
right?
That's before Shabbos. That's mutter.
Because now you're
basically given over to their rishus, and now they're taking it on Shabbos. That's their business.
Right.
Nothing to do with
your
you.
Own personal mailbox.
Right, the car would be a problem. Yeah. Okay. Sivov. Mishiyesh lo yisachar any Yehudi l'shana o yoser. Also, the shalchem erev Shabbos begeris. Person has a hired worker that he's hired to do all of his work for the Jew for a period, whatever the period of time might be. So you cannot sell him, you cannot send him with a letter on Erev Shabbos to go deliver it. And this was the discussion which we had before, because since as soon as he finishes that job, he'll come back, you'll give him a different job. So that which he's going on Shabbos is clearly for the benefit of the Jew. So that's not going to be mutter.
So is there an idea of Havaah here? If he has his own letters to mail, he should also take a Jew from it?
No, but he's hired. He's sucker to the Jew to do all the Jew's work.
One week.
So when you give him something to do for Shabbos, when he gets back, you'll give him something else to do.
Yeah.
So therefore, when the Jew wants him to get finished with that job, so therefore he can give him the next job. So when he's going on Shabbos, he's going on Shabbos for the Jew. That's the point over here. Miu, im lo yisachar rak l'shichas igeris, yesh matirim kamosh nisbar leil b'siman resh medal tzifei. But if he was hired not for all jobs, he's hired for a specific job. The example over there was writing, right? Over there he's, so even though the work that he's doing is a malacha, so if he's hired for working, for writing, and then, you know, there's not always, he's not constantly writing for him, because there's not always work to do. So that's not a problem, because then when the goy chooses to write on Shabbos, not write on Shabbos, the Jew's not getting any benefit. But if he constantly has things for him to write, so when he writes, even though was makabel the job of being the writer for the Jew, but every time he writes, he's now clearing himself up to be available for the Jew for the next job to write for him. So the Jew's benefiting from the action the goy's doing on Shabbos. It's like he's doing something for the Jew. But we saw over there, if he's hired to do all malachas, whatever you want, whatever you need, when as soon as you do A, I'll give you, and you finish A, you know, he's the servant. So now he does B, he finishes B, he does C. If he's hired for one specific job, we had a malachas over there, do we have to be kosher that he's considered that he's working for the Jew? And as long as he's not miyachad malachas of the Shabbos, he must do it on Shabbos. So the goy has to get the job done. So maybe it's mutter, that's the malachas that we had before. He's comparing this type of case, yesh matirim, like he said before. The second mishabura yutes also the shalchu demashu skiru l'shana l'nechsho ketzitza. That which he's hired for the year to work for him as a servant or his worker, that's not ketzitza. The dinner can call a prathim kibur liel but sevala b'loy katzatz. So it's like called loy katzatz. So even if it's even though you gave it to him before Shabbos, he can reach it. But before Shabbos, if it's not kavua b'masa, it's aser. El b'zem akilinon, they ain't aser l'Shabbos. But The Mechaber only says also give it to him Erev Shabbos. Now what the Mechaber said before is also give it for him Rishon. So why is only him saying over here is the problem in Erev Shabbos? We'll look at the real Lachem. Which is Barley Abbas, Hainul, the day of Rishon Hashem, the Tzilu, the day of Nechshav Chatzitza, Ein Shal Matam, Kamakam, also learn the Yishel of Shabbos, can always defend. So he can't tell him to go on Shabbos. And whether he's hired for to be the rider for the Jew or the deliverer for the Jew, that's all his job is just delivering. That's his job. So it's like tzitza. He became your, he's your courier. So that's is what that status is. So now, so what's the pshat? Why is only Aser Shabbos? Because that's what the Mechloik is before. According to one sheet, it's a concept. It's a concept. It's mutter the whole week, even Arab Shabbos. And if it's always not a katzat, it's also the whole week, even for Yom Rishon. We're going to say it's a machloikis, so that which we're going to say, to give it Erev Shabbos, that's like right before Shabbos, it looks like you're commanding to do it Shabbos, that's not. The rest of the week will be Samech on the Shita, that's called katzat, and it's mutter. That's the Be'er Lachem. Be'er Lachem, Lashonim, Hatam, so why is it Aser? He's hired. He's paying him a set amount to be available the whole year to deliver. Doesn't have the mile of ksitza. Deeper time at the ksitza mahani mishum then yisrael nafkamina b'zeh. The Jew's getting no benefit out of it, and therefore it's not called the goy's doing for the Jew. Dimo yasav yamzeh yasav yamacher. We don't do today. You do tomorrow. When the goy is choosing to do it on Shabbos, that's totally the goy's issue. It's no, it has no effect at all on the Jew. He's hired for all work. You can't say, "I'll do it tomorrow," because tomorrow you need it for something else. So therefore, the Jew's benefiting from what the goy is doing. So it's like the goy is doing it to benefit for the Jew. So he gets to deal, the goy gets to deal with the shliach of the Yisrael. So why does he only say it's a problem in Erev Shabbos? It's a problem even from Sunday. He's not convinced. This is not called katzatz. Like the Beis Yosef quoted that there is an opinion which said this is not called katzatz. So we're putting Amir Lachlan behind us for a simon. It'll come up again, but the topic is not limited to Amir Lachlan. The issue is starting to do something before Shabbos, which will continue an impact on Shabbos. So the Iker simon again about that is Reish and Beis, where you're starting work before Shabbos, and it will continue to, you're setting up your mill, and your mill will continue to mill on Shabbos. You're setting up the irrigation system, which will continue to water on Shabbos. Over here, we're talking about getting into a boat. So that's more active than other cases. There'll be action that he must get into the boat before Shabbos. The things which he must do on Shabbos to maintain the boat. He's going to be active, but once it's in the boat, they're considered sakana not to do those things. But you're putting yourself into the situation. So what are your responsibilities? So the Mishabura brings a long hakdam over here. Let's see the hakdam. He nekad of sheichlas a beer dibrei shulchanar natik lashon abraisa nemer bezeba gemar daf yutes. So let's start with the Brice. Turn around. Aim a figure between the pochos me gimel yamim kadosh mashab. So the Mishnah says, the Brice says, you cannot start traveling on a boat within the 3 days prior to Shabbos. You must start earlier than that. You have to have at least a 3 day head start on traveling on the boat before Shabbos. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, till Shkia, you can start traveling on a boat. Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can't start traveling on a boat, but before Shabbos. Remember, I'm a mordim with Rav Rishus. There are mitzvahs sharper than them. If you're going for mitzvah, you're allowed to travel, even on Erev Shabbos. But you make arrangements with the goy that the goy should stop the boat before. They shouldn't travel on Shabbos. Better Shabbos, if the goy is not Shabbos afterwards, that's the goy's business. And even if you realize that's probably what's going to happen, if you made the condition that you're entering and paying on that understanding, so then you're not responsible for the bar mitzvah. Dibur Reb. Rishim HaMikam Lilam Re'enotach, you do not need to be poisek imoy. Okay. The Brisa continues and says, "We serve the Tzidon from the city of Sur to the city of Tzidon, Shumahaloch Yemechel, which is close by, is within one day travel." I feel the Arab Shabbos mutter. Alkan Loshan Brisa. So that's mutter. Even Arab Shabbos, you'll leave from Sur to go to Tzidon, or from Tzidon to go to Sur. That's up and down the coast. So that they travel over that takes less than a day. So you'll be leaving and getting to the second place prior to Shabbos. So that's mutter. I mean, Harbor Tamim Nemrol is a question. Why this is Osir is a Machlokes Rishonim and then trickle down into Machlokes Achronim. Yeshua Matam, some explain the reason, the Baal HaMor explains the reason. Shem Yisar, Yisrael Asas Malacha Batam, B'Shabbos, Shem Pekuch Nefes. The problem is that there's a potential that the Jew will have to actively be involved in doing Malacha on Shabbos. Now, once it happens, it's Pekuch Nefesh. But the Makam Zakanu. So, but to put yourself into that situation, we said, you know what, right before Shabbos, to go in a situation where you know you might have to be Mechallel Shabbos because of that, that's inappropriate. If you started earlier in the week and it came out that you had to do it, fine. But to go to put yourself in the situation of the Chatkila, that's inappropriate. The Dvar Mitzvah, you need to go for the Mitzvah. So you go for the Mitzvah, and then whatever happens, you'll deal with it. There's a Dvar Rishus, why are you doing this? Okay, explanation number one. Or the problem is the goy is going to be doing work on the boat for the passengers, which includes the Jew. So the goy is going to be tying the sails and whatever that might have to be. So the goy is, the problem is you're, again, the goy will be doing work for the Jew. Once the situation comes, it's mutter for the goy to work for the Jew, but why are you putting yourself in the situation? Right before Shabbos. Third explanation. Mishum isut chumen kimavur bebeis yosef barichas. Or the problem is isut chum. The boat is going to be traveling. At the beginning of Shabbos, the boat is in place X. And as the Shabbos continues, the boat continues to travel beyond that. So a person's going beyond this chum. A person's not going to go beyond this chum. So, if at the beginning of the week, you know, you were Shabbos on the boat, and that's what it is, and now Shabbos comes, okay. But if, right before Shabbos, as it were, you're putting yourself in a situation where you're forcing yourself to go outside of your tchum on Shabbos, that's inappropriate. Now, does tchum apply in the situation where, you know, we're talking about where it's... We measure the tchum either from the floor of the body of water that you're traveling on, so it means that this boat is above 10 tefachim off the ground. You're not running a boat within 10 tefachim of the ground. Not a very safe place to run way to run a boat within 40 inches of the floor of the ocean. Right? So it's above 10 tefachim. So the Moran Arabin has a shaila whether if there's yesh tchum on the ma'alam yesor, does tchum apply above 10 tefachim? Or do you measure from misvas hayam, you measure from the water level? It's very possible, depending on the size of the boat, that you're not above 10 tefachim from the water level, depending on how big the boat is. You're not necessarily traveling above, you're traveling within 10 tefachim of the water level of the body of water that you're traveling on. We assume it's from the floor. The Maskana.
What's the floor?
The floor of the body of water, the floor of the lake, sea, ocean.
Lake bottom.
But... So you're traveling above 10, which is a shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying over here, but we're not allowed to go to the Chatzkila and be in that situation. Okay. Kavur beis yetzor riches. Barif sir late. So you have so far that either the chashash, the person himself, might have to do malacha, the guy might do malacha for him, or this problem is he's going to be over this or tchum. So those are three different potential averas that are going to be done. This is the malacha of the rice, so this is the goy doing malacha for a Jew, which is like a shlichus mirabanan, or the Jew is going to travel beyond the tchum. Those are three different sermon found. Comes the Rif says, no, that's not the reason. Dimishum chashash malacha ich tchum, if the problem was there was a sermon involved, vare hayaser afkanim shlisha yamin. What does it help you 3 days? Yeah, you're starting on Sunday. Yeah, but you know when Shabbos is going to come, the trip will be continuing, and there'll be the Chilul Shabbos involved. You're putting yourself into a Chilul Shabbos situation. Yeah, but it's 6 days away. Like, what? So who cares? Oh, it's 3 days away. Oh, you've had it terrible. And 6 days away, what's the difference? So that can't be the reason. And furthermore, why should the mitzvah make a mutter? It's inappropriate. Therefore, the Rif says, no, that we're not worried about malach. Therefore, he says, the problem here is a totally different issue, that the person will start traveling immediately prior to Shabbos. He will take time to get used to the pitching and rocking of the boat, and he's going to be seasick. So come Shabbos, he's not going to be able to eat Shabbos as soon as he's going to feel sick. So whereas a person's on a boat for a few days, he acclimates. So a person gets on a boat on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, by the time Shabbos comes, there's no bit to learning Shabbos. But if he gets on the boat right before Shabbos, or close to Shabbos, we're afraid there's a bit to learning Shabbos. The Chosheshi Yomer, Rishonim Yeshtem, Tzar, Machlis, Ninua, Svino, Shekufa Mishtaba, the person finds it very uncomfortable. They were wavering like a shikr. That's the description of what it means to travel in the sea. We got Machem Sirchon Ha'olim in Yamim Amaluchim. There's a certain smell which comes out of the salt water. Vein Rucha Chazer Slavoy Arach Shashiyamim Shurgum. It takes 3 days to get used to it. Moshe Kosov said Beis. So that's the concern according to the Rif, a totally different concern. It's not an issue. We're not worried about the Isser issues. If there would be so, there would be no difference. The issue is Oinik Shabbos. Okay, so that's explanation number four. Also the Kuliyama B'nei Gzeres Shema Yaseh Chovash Al Shayot because the commandment Simon Shin Lamates. So this is, it becomes equivalent. So the person is swimming. So Chazal said, you know, all the swim on Shabbos, because a person might come to make a flotation device. You take a barrel and close it up, and he's going to build something on Shabbos. They'll be able to allow them to float. So traveling in a boat is a form of traveling on water. So it goes into that gzera of going out to water. The person might come to make a flotation device.
It's time.
Okay, let's hold it here.
I would